Hi, friends. It's Kimberly. Real quick, I just had to let you in on some exciting news. I have just dropped a free live video series training just for you. I cannot wait until you go through this training because I know it's going to massively change the approach to your new business. Now, again, you may just be in the idea stage, or maybe you're starting, maybe you're already in the growth stage. Whatever you're doing, it is never too late to lay a foundation that will set you up for success. Now, all of you want fulfilling and impactful businesses, right? I know you do. You're values driven, you're purpose driven, you're all those things, and you want this business to be successful. But how do you do that? You do it by first creating a foundation of who you truly are, of your gifts, your personality, your values, and all of that. And I have found that many of you have never actually laid this out. Like, you kind of know, like, I'm an introvert, or I'm an Enneagram this, or, you know, you take the quizzes and you do all the stuff, but you don't really identify what your entrepreneurial gifts are, if I can even say the word, entrepreneurial gifts, okay? A lot of you do not know them. Now is the time to map these out and learn the five crucial ways to incorporate those gifts into your business, okay? So all you have to do, there's a link below, click it. It will take you over to my website, enter your email. You will get an email right back with the printables and day one of the training. Okay. And there's 3 days to it. Take time out of your day to do this. It will literally change your approach. I had someone say in my training that it was life changing. Okay. It's that important. Do it now. I can't wait. I can't wait to see how exhilarated and excited you will be about your business, because you will know now that you actually hold the key to success in building your fulfilling and impactful business. So get your hands on it now, and then get your eyes and ears on it at KimberlyBrock.com/gifts, or again, click the link below.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 192, and I am so glad that you are here today, because we're talking about the topic of being self-made. Have you ever referred to a successful person out there, either an entrepreneur, somebody in tech, some big CEO? Have you ever referred to somebody as self-made? Well, today I want to talk about it with you in terms of your business. And I want to ask you and pose a question. Do you think you can actually be self-made? I'm going to explore some thoughts today. I hope it gives you new perspective on your business journey. If you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. I have no doubt that each week you're going to find valuable tips and strategies that you can use to build a business doing what you love, whether you're starting a product or a service business, whether you want to sell locally or online, or whether you're in the starting stage or idea stage or even growth stage, whatever it is, welcome. I'm so glad that you are here. If you are new, I have some party favors for you. And yes, you need to get plugged in. So here's what needs to happen. If this is the first time in this podcast, or maybe second or third podcast, and you haven't done this yet, make sure you apply to get in my free Facebook group. It's a community of women who are all starting businesses too, all kinds of awesome businesses. We have such a supportive group, and the group was made for you. It's free. All you have to do is click the link down below, scroll down into the show notes. You'll see the link to my free Facebook group. Get in there. It's called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. When you click the link, it'll go to Facebook, and then there's going to be 3 questions really quick that you're going to answer. If you can answer those, you'll be in a holding pattern then just for a little bit until I approve you, and then you'll be accepted and into the group. We would love to have you and love to support you. You can ask all those silly questions that you think are silly. They're not silly, because everyone has the same questions, but you can ask those questions and just have a place to talk about starting your business. Maybe it's your idea or questions you have. So make sure you do that if you're new. And I've got some other free downloads for you, a 16-step checklist. If you're trying to start your business, you want to make sure you're doing everything. I also have a business idea guide. If you're sitting here going, you know, I'm just starting to research, I would love to start a business, I don't even know which one I'm meant to start, make sure you grab my business idea guide. It's to help you figure out which type you're meant to start. So scroll down. Everything is there in the show notes. Okay. All those resources are there for you. And if you have been listening a while, I want to thank you all so much for being such loyal listeners, Y'all are amazing. I so appreciate all the kind messages, kind words, kind DMs, and the reviews. It means so much to me. Thank you so much for that. I truly appreciate it because each week I record these alone and I don't really get any real-time feedback. I mean, I get no real-time feedback. And so it's so amazing when I see your reviews after the fact. So thank you all so much. And I wanted to give a shout out to those of you that attended coaching week last week. Were you one of those? If you were, shout out to you. It was so much fun. We had a blast. I hope you have your three keys to consistent sales all mapped out. It was amazing. Make sure, you know, if you're new here and you hear about me doing coaching week later, make sure you sign up to attend. Because I don't do it very often, but it's super fun, super valuable. I teach for 3 days in a row and it's just awesome. So anyway, shout out to all of you that attended. Shout out to my grow getters. Y'all know that I adore you and I'm just so excited for your businesses and so happy and honored to be helping you start marketing your business and start growing it to consistent sales. So if you are new here too, and you are like, what is she talking about? Make sure you check out the programs that I have available to you. There's no sense in trying to build this business alone or even start it alone. Don't do this alone. Don't do this to yourself. You can save yourself a lot of time, angst and money and energy and brain power and all that. So scroll down in the show notes. You can see the different phases of programs that I have, meaning I have programs for whatever phase you're in. You're in the idea stage, if you're starting, if you're in the early growth stage, whatever it is, make sure you check those out below. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello everyone. How are you? How is everything going? How is your business? Are y'all recovering from coaching week last week? I hope so. It was so much fun. I love it. It's such an exhilarating week and it's such a great time to see all of you kind of have those aha moments. For those of you that submitted your work to get in the drawing, I'm loving it. I'm loving reading your aha moments and what you got out of it and how you realized, oh my gosh, I've got to approach my business with actual strategy so that I can be effective at marketing and feel confident showing up and grow my business. So I'm so excited for all of you. Today, I want to talk about the topic of being self-made. And I hear this a lot in the entrepreneurial space about people being self-made. Have you ever referred to someone as being self-made? Anyone that you hear? Mark Zuckerberg, I know he's been referred to as self-made. In fact, I was looking up information about the topic on being self-made. And of course, Kylie Jenner, have I ever mentioned her before on these episodes? No, I think today's a first. It took 192 episodes for that to happen. I don't think I've ever mentioned her. But anyways, I saw a whole article on her being, you know, sort of self-made. It's funny because I guess Forbes has some rating system from 1 to 10 to determine your number on the scale of being self-made to non-self-made, okay? So the opposite of being self-made would mean that you inherited a ton of money and a business and you just hardly had to do anything. And so you were not really self-made. You had everything handed to you. And that was like a 1 on the scale. And then a 10 was like you were born, you know, with nothing. Like pretty much Oprah Winfrey was pretty high on the list. She might have been, was she a 10? I don't know. Didn't have any means for anything, didn't have any experience, didn't have a business handed to her, and basically did everything herself. So to me, she's probably a 10. I would have to go back and look at who they rate all of these, but they said Kylie Jenner was more like a 7, meaning she already had a family that had means and all this, but she did do things on her own. So it was kind of interesting to hear that. But I don't even know when this sparked a thought for me to have a podcast episode on this, but I think it's super important. I just sat there and went, you know, I think sometimes too, we almost pride ourselves in like doing things ourselves. Have you ever thought about that? Like something that you're doing, you're like, no, I did it myself. It kind of reminds me when my kids were toddlers and they're really like, I do it myself. Do y'all remember that? Have y'all had a niece, nephew, child, anyone in your life and they're doing it themselves? It's like we all have this yearning. Well, I think a lot of people do. I don't say we all. I think we all, in terms of those of you listening, but not all of us in the world, but those of you listening, we want to create something all our own. We want to know that we've accomplished something. We want to know that we have put our mind to something and it actually worked. Am I right? Have you thought about this? Like they're saying, even if you like to repaint furniture or you want to redecorate a room or you want to cook a good meal or build a charcuterie board or whatever it is, you kind of want that feeling of like, I did it myself. I created this. This was my art, right? And I think what's hard is, as business owners, we kind of want that too at times. We're like, we want to know that we did it. But I think a lot of new business owners and new entrepreneurs realize that they can't do it on their own. That even though later on they may say, oh, I'm self-made. I did this myself. This was my idea. I didn't have that much money to do it. I didn't have that much time. It became successful. I'm self-made. And I want to challenge you today. I want you to think about everything that you've been doing to get your business going. Whether you right now are simply in the idea stage, maybe you're starting right now, maybe you're in the growth stage, maybe you're open, you're selling, you're in the growth stage, okay? And you may have been thinking, you know, at times, which I'm so proud of you, and I think it's amazing to reflect, and I think you should congratulate yourself and give yourself a high five and give yourself a hug and be so grateful that you've gotten where you are at this moment, because so many people never even get here. They don't get here. They don't even get to a podcast to listen about businesses. They have this dream. They sit at home and they watch Netflix and they eat bonbons and they just are miserable in their life and they never pursue something more. And you are, whether you, again, if you are just in the idea stage and you've showed up here, you search for a podcast. I'm willing to bet if you found this podcast in Apple Podcasts, you searched for starting a podcast, you looked it up. So you took the initiative, or you asked a friend somewhere, or maybe you found my Facebook group, the Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love Facebook group, and it directed you here to the podcast. Whatever it is, you took some kind of action, right? You took some kind of initiative and you said, I'm going to at least give this some due diligence, right? But what I want you to realize is that later on, when you become uber successful, because I know you can be, and I know you have the abilities, and I know you have a business idea that you love that can make a difference for people, when you become successful, I challenge you not to think of yourself as self-made, because there was a lot of steps and or people and or opportunities that were given to you to get you here, okay? I was thinking about my business. And I often had said, like, with my online boutiques, it did really well. You know, my husband would be like, yeah, she built them herself. She did all that herself. And now when I reflect back, you know, I maybe had some pride in that. Like, yeah, I did this myself. I have no entrepreneurs in my family. You know, we didn't talk about entrepreneurship at all or starting a business. It was just something I always was so driven by and loved the thought of making money, doing something that excited me and creating it all myself. But what I've realized is, in no way am I self-made. In no way am I self-made. I mean, here's a list. Y'all, I just brainstormed right before I pushed record. This is just quickly the things that have helped me get where I am today with this business. First of all, God created me. He created me a certain way with certain abilities. He created me with a sense of drive and commitment and self-discipline and resourcefulness. So number one, of all of it, God created me. I'm not self-made. Number two, my family has always supported me and pushed me. A true story. When I was in high school, my mom knew I loved computers because I did. I loved computers. I was so excited about those coming out, actually it was junior high, like 7th and 8th grade. So y'all, when was this? Very early 80s? 7th grade? Are you early 80s? Maybe I'm trying to think what I was based on my birthday. Yeah, early 80s. Okay, so I wanted to take home economics, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and she cooked and did all this, right? She had been a teacher previously, but she was like, no, you need to take computers. And I'm like, no, I want to take home ec. I want to know how to bake cookies or whatever they're doing in home ec. It just sounded so fun with all your friends in home ec. I don't know if y'all's high school home ec sounded fun, but it sounded so fun. And my mom was like, no, I think you should take computer programming, and you need to do that. And I reluctantly did it. And I actually really loved it, but I was still always jealous of my friends who they were baking cookies or learning how to use a washing machine or ironing. They did something in home ec. I don't remember that I was just jealous of, because I was like, I never paid attention to what my mom was doing at home, and I never wanted to learn all that. I wanted to learn about computers and stuff like that. And so when time came for someone else to teach it to me besides my mom, I was actually excited to learn. Are y'all like that too? Anyways, so I was jealous, but, you know, eventually I went into computers. I worked at Dell. I love all of that, right? So my family helped me along the way, and they supported me and paid for my college. My parents paid for my college. I got to go to Baylor University for 2 years, and I transferred to the University of Texas and got my marketing degree. Me and my family helped me. Y'all, the government helped me. You're like, what? The government? The government did my undergraduate education, right? I don't even know what you call it. What do you call it? I'm not in the teaching industry, but like all my kindergarten up through high school, elementary education and high school education. The government helped me with that. The government helped me with all sorts of things and allowed us to have the internet so I could start connecting and start building a business. My friends helped me. They supported me. Some friends bought from me. Some friends worked for me. Mentors, people in my life that I looked up to. I didn't have many that I would talk to about business. And that's why I started this business, because when I had my online boutiques, coaching and getting help was not accessible except for companies. So there was people, you know, I'd have to read books and try to research. But nowadays, y'all have so many ways of getting mentors. I had bosses at Dell that encouraged me and told me things that I did well at and promoted me, which helped me gain confidence and skills to get me where I am today. I hired a business coach when I started this business. She's a mentor. She helped me. She got me to where I am today. My fellow entrepreneurs teach me so much all the time. All of you that are even in my programs, you pay me to be in my programs, and I still see you as fellow entrepreneurs and learn so much from you. You all are amazing. Everything you bring, all your wisdom, your life experiences, the things you've done, feedback from clients has helped get me where I am today. To be honest with me about certain things that maybe I could improve on, but to tell me how much I've helped change their life, what's worked for them, what they liked about my programs or coaching, the difference that it's made, the sweet messages. Y'all, this is what has gotten me to today. This is just a quick list. I wrote this in like literally 15 seconds. There's a million other things that have helped mold me into the person that I am today. My husband, my children, my husband supporting me through all of this and allowing the extra hours at times just so I can do what I love. I'm so grateful. So to me, this is my opinion. And I wanted to challenge you today to think about your life and your opinion. That as much as we want to say we did this and that we're proud of ourselves, and we should be, but that we should realize, I think, this is my opinion, that we are not self-made. That there are so many people along the way in groups and organizations and companies we've worked for. Every experience that you've been through has gotten you to where you are today. So all of your life experiences have helped get you there. But here's what else I think has gotten me here. Instead of saying that I'm self-made, here's what I want to say instead, and I want to challenge you to think about this for your business too. Instead of being self-made, I've been self-disciplined. I've been disciplined enough to sit here and do this business every day, all the time, because I love it, to record this podcast every week. I cannot believe it's been 3.5 years, y'all. I've been recording a podcast episode every week. There's only been probably under maybe 10 times that I record more than one episode in a week, or that I've had to record ahead of time because of vacations and other things. And I'll, you know, if I have to do like 3 at once, I will. I haven't done that many times. So basically, y'all, this has been a part of my life. It's like people who write in journals or diaries. Y'all are very self-disciplined. In fact, I used to keep a diary all growing up. I have stacks of diaries that I used to write all through like elementary into high school. So I think self-discipline is what has gotten me here. I think that my resourcefulness is what has gotten me here. And I want you to think about your life. Has self-discipline and resourcefulness gotten you to where you are today? So think about resourcefulness. That means like you taking what you have before you and turning it into something greater. The time that you have before you and maximizing your time, the money that you have before you, the skills that you have before you. You've done this. You've been resourceful. You've gotten into one of my programs and saved yourself oodles and oodles of time and energy and probably money going in the wrong direction. You saved yourself from that. You were resourceful. You said, you know, here's a good way to spend my money. Or you were resourceful with other friends or family members or mentors in your life that you got help from. You didn't just sit back and come up with this all yourself. You used your resources. You researched online. You maybe bought audiobooks. You listened to podcasts. You listened to this one. Maybe there's other ones that you love. You've gotten in Facebook groups like my Facebook group. You've done these things. You've been super resourceful. Here's another thing. Not only self-discipline and resourcefulness, but what about being committed to your people? To me, that's what's gotten me here. I'm committed to you. And you're like, what? Did I ask you to be committed to me? No, but I felt called to show up every week and create my programs and create my workshops and do coaching week and start the Just Getting Started group for those of you that are in the starting stage of your business and you don't want to take forever and you don't want to do it wrong. So that's why you join, right? That's why I created Grow Getters, so that you have a place to gain the confidence and the strategies you need to actually go out and effectively and authentically market your business so you can get to consistent sales, right? These are all things that I'm committed to for you. Why? Because I want you to succeed. I want you to succeed in this business. And the same is for you and your people. Right now you're saying, oh my gosh, I want them to live a better life. In what way are you wanting your people to live a better life? Maybe you're a fitness coach. Maybe you're a health coach. Maybe you sell non-toxic goods, right? Maybe you sell games or puzzles or art or food items. Or you have a service. You're a landscaper. You're a home organizer. You make cards. You are committed to your people or you wouldn't be there. You're like, I know things can be better or more fun, or I can save them time. I can save them angst. I can make them happier. I can help them bring more joy to their life. I can help them have better relationships. Whatever it is that you do, think about it right now. I think you are committed to them or you wouldn't be here. You know that people are suffering in some way or that their life could be enhanced in some way. Keep that burning inside of you. Because when you are committed to your people and you're thinking about that, you show up differently. You show up for them. You don't show up for you to look like a prima donna and to look, you know, like a Kardashian and to like be amazing. Like, that's not what you're doing here. You're here to help people. Am I right? You are here to make people's lives better in one way or another, whether it be with something fun like dog products or body products or something all the way up to life coaching or career consulting, right? You could have any of those types of businesses and they are still massively important. I sold Monogram gifts for almost 19 years and baby gifts. Were they life-changing for people? No. Did they change the world? No. But they sure as heck made people's lives better. They made them happy. They made them proud of the gifts that they gave to people because it showed that they thought about it. They didn't just go buy some random gift they could have given to anyone. I helped people do that. So don't ever discount what you sell. It's important to people. It either makes their life better, it saves them time, it helps them with better relationships, makes them feel better about themselves, it makes them have more fun, whatever it is. When you're committed to that, you can't help but be successful because you're going to keep working to figure it out. So I just wanted to challenge you, like as you go through this and if you hear people in the entrepreneurial space saying, oh, so-and-so's self-made, they're self-made, you can take it with a grain of salt and say, okay, maybe they were self-made because they didn't have resources when they started. Maybe they didn't have much time. They didn't have much money. They didn't come from money. They didn't get a business handed to them. They had no one around them that was starting a business. They didn't have any of that. So in a respect, they are self-made. But I would challenge you to think deeper than that and realize the reason that they probably made it is deeper than just self-made. It's that God, their family, their previous bosses, their previous experiences, all that had a stake in it, but also that they must have been self-disciplined. They must have been resourceful and they must have been committed to their people or they wouldn't have lasted long enough to make this work. Does that make sense? I just had to talk about this today because I wanted you to realize all that goes in to becoming successful with your business. And there's so much that's happened in your life that's going to make you successful, but there's also so many mindsets that you have to have in order to be successful. Okay, you can't just have the dream and just dream it And I know we all want to manifest it. And I know there's a lot of talk about manifestation. And I do agree that you have to believe that this can happen for you. But on top of that, you have to take action. You can't just sit there and say, hopefully this is going to happen for me. You have to be self-disciplined. You have to be resourceful. You have to be committed to your people. Okay, does that make sense? I hope y'all got what I was trying to say today. And just to think differently about your journey and everything that it has taken to get you to this point. I'm so proud of you. I'm so in awe of you. And I think you are a light to the people around you because there's a lot of people that won't go for things and you are, and you're doing it. And so congrats. I'm clapping over here. I'm so excited for you. So I hope you all have a great day. Again, if you are new here, make sure you get plugged in the show notes. Also, know that I have resources for you if you're starting your business or in the growth stages. They're down below. I have the Just Getting Started group for those of you that are just trying to get your business open and your first sales. And then I also have Grow Getters for those of you that are ready to start making consistent sales. And you're like, oh my gosh, how do I do this? And how do I start marketing myself without looking like an idiot, right? There's help for you. That's the good news. So check everything out below. That's it. Y'all have a wonderful day. And until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.